This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. I'm Mark Caney. And along with me right now, WVXU's Bill Reinhardt. Bill, good to see you this afternoon. Although the news is not exactly, it's rather depressing what's happened.
It's not happy news.
No, it's not happy news. The 75 overpass collapse. Someone lost their life in that last night. This is around Hopple Street. So what specifically are we talking about? What collapsed?
From the northbound lanes of 75 at Hopple, there was an overpass. It was an exit ramp that would go to Hopple if you were traveling northbound on 75. They were busy removing that, getting ready to take it down, get it out of there when it came down. And so it was no longer in use. There was no traffic on it, although there was a heavy piece of equipment on it. Investigation right now is considering whether that had anything to do with it, but they tell us at a news conference today it is not uncommon to have heavy equipment on top of a bridge as you're bringing it down.
Have they identified the one person who lost their life yet?
That is 35-year-old Brandon Carl of Augusta, Kentucky. He was the contractor who was killed when the section collapsed. It was about a 100-foot-long section, and it just fell in. I have not been up close to it, but it looks still pretty intact. I mean, people can stand on it. It's not just a pile of rubble. It is a visible street section that fell.
And what about traffic diversions? What's law enforcement? What's the city doing as far as getting people around this?
Well, they're encouraging through traffic through the area to use 275. You know, people coming southbound on 75, once they hit 275, they are saying, hey, go east, go west, we don't care, but stay off of 75. For local traffic, once you get south to Mitchell on 75, they are saying, go east on, or not Mitchell, the Norwood Lateral. If you're going southbound 75, you will be waved off at the Norwood Lateral and forced to take southbound 71. Or if you get on the interstate south of the lateral, say Mitchell, you're going to be detoured to westbound 74. And from there, you can either take 275 around or you can get off onto one of the local surface streets. Eastbound 74, you're being told to take Central Parkway or any of the other surface streets. Now, driving just a little bit in the area today, I noticed traffic on Central Parkway was a little bit heavier than normal. Also the same for Spring Grove. But they were still flowing pretty freely. There was more vehicles on them, but it wasn't too congested. However, a lot of people, it looked like, were trying to get back onto southbound 75 at Coleraine and Hopple because the southbound exit from Hopple to 75 is still open. Now, Coleraine was just jammed up beyond belief.
What kind of a time frame are they giving for getting southbound 75 reopened?
They are saying at least through tomorrow it will be closed. They have to do the investigation. They have to do the cleanup. It could go beyond tomorrow. It could go into Thursday. It could go into Friday. Depends on how quickly the investigation goes, how long it's going to take to remove that section of roadway. But they say right now they're planning on at least through tomorrow. Police will still have the detours marked.
Bill, thanks for joining us this afternoon. WVXU's Bill Reinhardt.